I thought we'd spend this time talking about NAIA women's volleyball, because I don't know if you saw the St. Edward's match the other... Oh, wait, what's going on? Oh, no. It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
Don't do it.
You guys have to...
don't do it.
High five, George.
Nope.
Yeah. High five, Gregory.
No.
About, huh?
Great. Hey, we're on the air.
Dude, man, I just wanted to come in here while you guys are off the air and invite you guys to my 30th birthday bash on Thanksgiving. Yeah.
That's your birthday?
Yeah, it's my 10th annual 30th birthday bash.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, dude, man, I love being born on Thanksgiving.
Well, it's not a different day each year.
I mean, the deal is I just have so much to be thankful for. You know what, brah? I mean, just totally. I mean, you know, I have a well into six figs job.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that. I've got different arm candy on my arm being candy every night.
Yeah.
And I'm always, you know, like doing the sex with people and stuff like that. I mean, just so much of the stuff, you know, that...
You got it going on.
That, you know, in the Bible when they talked about Thanksgiving, it was like they told us that we needed to have all these things to have a good life. And I've had them, you know, and I just want people to know.
That was grateful about Thanksgiving.
That was a lesson in the Bible.
So grateful. I mean, I I'm so thankful that I totally have a handle on my Coke problem now.
What?
I'm down to like 3 cans a day, switch to diet.
Coca-Cola.
Plus, I get all the cocaine I want because of how much money I make.
Oh, gosh, don't admit that.
Nah, man, I'm just funning with you there.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that I get to call the plays for one of my favorite NFL franchises in Dallas and Fort Worth.
Did you say call the plays?
Oh, yeah, man. Kelmo. He lets me call all the plays for the Cowboys.
Kellen Moore?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. I forgot that's what other humans call him.
Kelmo.
Yeah, Kelmo. That's what me and my buddies call him. You know, that's kind of our nickname for him. It's kind of short for the first part of his name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The first part of his name on the second part.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, like, I'm thankful that Zeke and I get to have St. Patty's Day boob honking parades every week. Like,
every week,
yeah, yeah. Man. We set one up in my backyard because I have acreage in my backyard.
Yeah, you must. Of course you do.
Yeah, and you know, I'm so thankful for these right here, my killer abs.
Yeah. That's a pretty good abs. Yeah, give him that.
These that I'm pointing to right now.
Yeah, we know where they are.
A little bit lower, I'm thankful for something else, you know?
Gross.
But you know what I found? It's like so many people don't remember the true history of the real Thanksgiving and the true meaning of the holiday spirit.
This ought to be good. What's that?
Let's not forget that when the pilgrims came down from heaven in 1728-86, and they came down to save the Indians from the smallpox that had so beseeched them in the days after the Manhattan land sale, that they all sat down at a table of brotherhood at like the 21 Club or somewhere up there. And they broke bread and wine to raise a toast to the America that they had all come to love and fight for against our common enemy, which were the socialists of the Nazi Britain.
No.
And we should all keep the first Thanksgiving in our hearts, man.
Well, it's a nice sentiment.
Keep the Thanksgiving in our hearts and prayers as it continues to be the source of inspiration and 90% perspiration of all that goes on in America.
That's very empty and hollow.
Join me now in this moment of prayer as Chris gets emotional for the first time.
He is emotional.
The first time since I won the state championship in high school, I'm getting emotional, man. Thanksgiving is where it's at. Thanksgiving kicks ass!
What do you
think? Oh, man.
Where are you going to spend Thanksgiving?
Oh, man, I'm going to Dax, man. We're going to totally kill it. We're going to crush it with some honeys.
I don't think you're going to be at Dax or your high-rise condo or anything, because I overheard you talking to someone in the hall, and they asked what you were doing for Thanksgiving, and you said you were going to eat the free meal at the bridge.
Wow.
Oh, God, it's my favorite meal of the whole year.
Hey, that's why he was crying.
Right. Well, he jumped through the window. Really, Ryan, he's in the ticker room. What's he look like?
Yeah, a bunch of food stamps fell out of his pocket.
I see Thanksgiving, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Not this again. Yeah, he's wearing that hardy. Oh, God.
Yeah, I guess he's a goner.
Yeah. Fake breath leaving him there.
I'm back, you MFers! I'm going to be hanging out with Jerry Jr. later tonight. Yeah!
There it goes. Chris from Sales.